Live from the Royal Canadian Hibernaculum, located just 10 miles south of the magnetic North Pole, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hours. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the oldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned referee, honored herpetologist, retired reptile rodeo clown, and number 7 on People Magazine's list of the 50 sexiest insurance agents of 1992, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring author, inventor, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastis and leastis, marksman, sculptor, winner of the 2016 Nobel Prize in Reptile Pugilism, a man's man who can cook and eat Brussels sprouts, 6-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and star of your show, Alan Ringhausen!
Woo! Yay, giddy up, huh?
Are you aware that the Rolling Stones are putting out a new album and
yes,
going
they are.
On tour again?
Yep.
Larry and the Clunks should be
doing
the same.
Blow your mind.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You could have been an opening act last night.
We could have.
Eric Clapton.
You know, the last time that we ran the opening that mentioned Sexy Greg.
Yeah.
You know, when we post these episodes, I have to post the episode. And you got to give it a title, like episode. What are we on episode? What
17? Isn't it?
No, yeah, that yeah, number 17, which is the octopus hold.
Wow, yeah, I think like episode 12.
Man, that is mean.
Wow, that's just a nasty hold.
That's where you got your opponent laying his stomach on the floor, and you got one foot in the middle of his back, and you have both arms pulling backwards.
He can't even tap out.
That seems tough, don't
this
it?
This is harsh. I think the fight's over there.
Yeah. Pretty close. Submission hold. But what I was about to say is that when I subtitled them, just that you know, episode 12, I think the subtitle was The Sexiness of Greg.
Yeah.
And that's been the highest listened to episode.
Yeah, right. Have to have Lisa listen to that. Maybe something can happen.
You know, why in 1992 would a group of people say, we need to get together a list of the sexiest, 50 sexiest insurance salesmen?
It was a great thing.
I don't know. They said that Steve Martin once
made... Did you work out a lot?
Back in 90... Yeah.
Steve Martin once made the observation then, so yeah. that he was on one of those lists when it came out, and he was the 49th... 49th section of 50, right?
Yeah.
And he says, it just always made me feel good to know that when I ran into the room that there were only 49 other people who might be more sexy than me in any room that I went in because he was the 49th. He said if he went into a room of 1,000 people, like a big convention hall, he knew that he was at least 49th. And that some of those people probably weren't there, so that his rank went up for that room.
There's that possibility, I guess. Did Eric Clapton ever collaborate
hey,
with
Alan.
The Rolling Stones?
Hey, Alan.
Good
wait,
question.
Wait.
What?
Within this room, Greg's still number 3.
maybe.
If it's any consolation, I think of you as number 2.
I appreciate that, yeah. I appreciate that. See, that's coming down the aisle right there.
Okay.
Greg went and saw Eric Clapton.
Went and saw Eric Clapton.
Slow hand.
Yeah, slow hand.
Did he stand up while he played?
Yeah, he did. And
did he steal your wife?
No, she was rocking and rolling, though. It was a bluesy type concert.
Did she find him sexier than you?
No. See, I knew I looked around, and there's a lot of old guys like me, and I thought, well, 92,
Have you gotten to the point in your life when you walk into a place, crowded place, see if you're the oldest person there?
No.
I have done that a couple times.
I just assume I am.
You know, the nice thing about going to see, like, Eric Clapton, you know, when you were, what, 25 or so, if you went and saw Eric Clapton, because he's touring then, too, you know, people would have been up and dancing, and you would have had to stand on your seat through the entire show.
Everybody sat down.
Nowadays, after about the first number, they all sit down.
It was.
It makes it easier for Lisa to get on your shoulders that way.
There you go. Show her top. Yep. It was a good show. Really good show.
So, do you know, Rick, did the Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton ever collaborate on a project?
I do not know. I'm not
was
aware.
Was he in the circus?
Ooh, good question. I believe he was, but I'm not sure. The Rock and Roll Circus,
yeah.
Don't know.
Because that was just this free-flowing, drug-induced...
Oh, yeah.
The Rolling Stones came up with an idea. We'll do a movie that's a circus.
because circus and rock and roll, you just naturally associate them.
Well, yeah, if their lives were kind of a circus. Because Lennon was there, right?
Yeah, John Lennon. And Yoko. Yeah. Yoko shrieked through her number.
All right.
Jethro Tull.
Who? Weren't the Who at it?
Yeah. Keith Richards introduced him. Dig the Who. That was it. And the Who came out and just blew everybody's socks off to where Mick Jagger refused.
Didn't want him there.
He refused to release the album for like 35 years.
Wow. No jealousy.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, yeah. I'm trying to remember what show it was. I was watching a documentary and they were talking about Keith Moon because he was still the drummer when the circus went on.
Yeah.
But there was this group that was, you know, like a whole bunch of members from different bands that got together to do an album. And they invited...
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
No. And they invited in several drummers to, like, audition to be the drummer on a particular song. And one of them they invited in was Keith Moon. But when he showed up, instead of just you coming in using the studio drums, he brought in a truck that had all of his own drums, and before they set up the drums, his crew built a platform for his drums to be on. And the whole time that this is all going on, he's sitting there with like three girls drinking and drugging and getting all wound up, and then when it came time for the song, they say it came up, did one take, hammered it out, walked out the door with the women.
They said that...
And said it was perfect.
I saw that same interview. The guy said, he says, yeah, we said, do you want to hear the song? Nope. Turn it on. He just turned it on and he played it. Like you said, he walked out. They said it was unusable.
Is what it is.
That was his life.
Yeah.
Clapton was in a whole bunch of groups, wasn't he? He couldn't keep a steady job.
Couldn't hold a job.
Cream, yeah. He's in Cream.
Cream, yeah.
I don't think they played. Crossroads was the only thing.
Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek and the Dominoes.
Yeah.
Played for the Beatles.
Yeah. He did play on Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yep.
On the White Album. Yeah, he was in some other... was he in John... He wasn't John Mayhall's group, was he?
I don't know.
The Blues Busters.
Blues Breakers, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of blues songs last night. It was really good.
Yeah?
And he sat down and
played... Did he play Motherless Children?
I think he did.
Did he sit through most of the concert?
No, he had about four songs he sat, sang on a chair.
What I've noticed
acoustical.
Did he have another guest with him? What I've noticed about these old guys.
Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Is that at some point during the concert, Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl would play some song of their own while Eric would have to go relieve himself. Well, he can't stand out in the stage that long without having to go.
Well, he was an hour and a half and he didn't leave the stage. So that was pretty good, I thought, for a 78-year-old guy.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Do you think he had to go to the bathroom? It all depends.
Were you within the...
see, that's just bad.
Were you within the average age of the viewers of that?
Dad joke.
What? Were you within the average of the
absolutely.
Viewers of that?
I was probably one of the younger... On the younger edge of that.
Oh, man.
Seriously. You know... Well, think about it. I mean, I was, when he was going strong, I was in grade school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So I'm sure there were some high schoolers there that were 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah, it's getting to where the ones older than you are dead.
Well, this is true. That kind of scares me a little bit, Rick. Having my bags packed, man.
Aerosmith is also doing their farewell concert.
Well, yeah, and he can't. He's done.
They had to cancel some because he's having throat
spleen
troubles.
Spleen problem.
Throat. I went and saw them.
How were they?
When they were in that phase where they were like fighting each other, physically punching each other on stage.
That's interesting.
Because they weren't getting along. I saw them. Well, I was back down at Southern Illinois
University
for that one. And it was the Back in the Saddle Tour is what it was called, because you only had that song Back in the Saddle. And during the concert, they never played the song Back in the Saddle.
Whoa.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I felt it was bizarre. Well, I still feel cheated. It's only been 30 years ago.
Well, you can go see them, have them play it now.
I don't know if they're going to. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Guns N' Roses came to St. Louis again recently. Did you know that?
Well, they were at the hotel I was in Nashville.
Yeah, he talked about that last week.
Yeah, I think so.
They didn't tear the place apart this time,
No. You didn't hear a peep. We were on the third floor. They were on the ninth floor. And I was talking to the road manager going up the elevator. He said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing great." He said, "Are you Guns N' Roses?" "Ah, yeah." He said, "Where are you from?" "St. Louis." He goes, third floor came.
We don't want any trouble.
Is this your floor? Good. Yeah. He showed us where they were going to stay there when they're at St. Louis.
You know, Brad was at that concert.
Yes. Yes. We mentioned that.
Made it to the stage.
When the riot took place.
You know,
tell them what happened for the people who don't know.
Well, just real quick.
At the St. Louis Guns N' Roses concert.
They did show clips from the, was it 90? 93 when he was here.
I don't know. It was back in when Axl Rose was, you know, at the height of his prima donna status.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah. I mean, there's this thing going around. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Rick, but there's this thing going around the internet where they show Axl Rose, you know, when he was at the height of his rock and roll
sexiness.
So, yeah, he was the seventh most sexiest rock and roll star.
Insurance salesman.
And
he made the list.
But now. Now he doesn't look quite as sexy. His face has gotten rounder. His hair's shorter. And they do this side by side comparison of him and Benny Hill.
Yes,
and they look alike.
Exactly.
They look.
That's exactly what
alike.
They,
yeah. Well, that's
Axl Rose is now Benny Hill. Yeah.
Well, anyway, man, at the St. Louis concert in '92. Of course, now you go to a concert, everyone pulls their phones out and films the whole thing.
Well, their phone.
Yeah. But back then, some guy shows up with a video camera and is going to video Guns N' Roses performing.
Right.
And Axl Rose, like two songs.
Threw a fit.
Two songs into the show or so, says, "Oh, we're done," and just walks off.
Well, I think there's a little more than that. He complained about the guy videotaping, blah, 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 and started throwing a fit on stage and then walked out.
But no matter how you cut it, he walked out after just a couple of songs.
Yeah, right. And people weren't happy with that.
Who had paid a lot of money for their tickets.
And they started tearing the place up.
Yeah, and pretty much decided that they were going to
rush the stage.
Well, how did the Russians end up even in the score after World War II with reparations? Where, you know, where they would just take anything from Germany to even up. That's kind of the way the crowd was at St. Louis that night.
Yeah. And Brother Brad was there, and so we have full-blown riot going on, and he manages to climb up onto the stage and said that he's standing center stage looking out over a crowd in a full-blown riot and saying, "Yes." This is awesome.
At which point, a guard comes to throw Brad off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And as Brad's falling back, he reaches out and snatches the guy's badge off of him.
Whoa. Security badge.
Security badge.
Whoa.
And Brad falls off the stage. And he's got this guy's badge. Who then proceeds to leap off the stage to Brad.
He wants it back.
Oh, yeah, because this is going to be a problem for him. Brad just takes off through the crowd. I mean, like, scampering on his hands and knees, you know, and running. And he says every time he turns around, that guy's right behind him, no matter how fast or how far he ran. He said he chased him, like, all the way out to the parking lot. Finally got his badge back.
He did get his badge back?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Brad said he would have killed him.
Surprised he didn't.
I'm guessing that you lose your badge is
that's not
the
good
same thing.
Thing
as you lose your job.
Job, yeah.
Oh, you see, if Brad had any story at all, he would have gone home, made a security badge, and said, "Yeah, here it is. The guy tried to take it from me, and I kicked his ass." I wouldn't put that beyond Brad to fake it, but all right. Are you ready to go on topic now?
We have a commercial. What's it?
We do? Is it on here?
Yeah, try it this time.
Oh my God.
That's what I get from my wife.
G'day, fellas. I'm Crocodile Jack from the Outback. I've been listening to how you boys are wrestling around with some baby alligators, but you ain't seen nothing until you've been in the business end of a 14-foot croc that's trying to eat you. But once you've landed the Aussie swamp monster, you're only halfway home. You need the right piece of equipment to cut the beast into bite-sized pieces. That's why I'm proud to announce my new Crocodile Jackknife. If I can skin a monster crocodile from the Aussie swamps or shake down the local aborigines for protection, then you boys should surely be able to take care of your tiny American gators in mere minutes with this little lady. And the Crocodile Jackknife isn't just for hunting, it's also a dandy fashion accessory. I attach this little piece of hardened steel to my belt when I head to the pub, it drives the Sheilas wild. So get yours today and start slaying them outside and inside. Or my name's not Crocodile Jack from the Outback.
Did I mention we have a new sponsor?
Yeah, that's kind of a high-tech didgeridoo, electric didgeridoo there.
That was an electric didgeridoo.
Playing in the background. You don't hear that very often.
No.
Not in this continent.
I bet if you're in Australia, you hear it.
Probably all the time. That's all you hear.
Jack.
Every tavern you walk into, they're playing that didgeridoo. Electric didgeridoo.
Could be worse. You could go to a bar in Scotland.
Why? What do they have there?
Bagpipes.
Oh, that could be worse.
There you go. So we got that. Let's go to the bar, boys.
I like that. I like that new sponsor.
That's
there.
Pretty good. Sponsor.
Crocodile Jack.
And his jackknife.
So then everybody from Australia's nickname starts off with Crocodile.
Something. Does now.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got Crocodile Bob. We got Crocodile George. We got Crocodile. They don't name people George anymore.
Crocodile Elmer.
Wow. Are all of our names antiquated now that nobody's naming a child Alan or Greg?
I think once you were born, people Richard. Stopped naming him Alan.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, what's your topic?
People's names.
We just blew through that one, didn't we?
No, it's fictional companies. Like if I said name Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, it's they would work for The Office.
The Office. So that was an easy one, right?
Acme.
Roadrunner.
Coyote, yeah. Okay, the Arcade Flower Shop. Who worked at the Arcade Flower Shop? What TV show was that from?
McGilla Gorilla.
Nope.
Then I don't know.
I don't either.
Three's Company.
Oh.
Wow. You know, let me back up a second. You know Acme, right?
Yeah. It was everywhere. When I was growing up.
When the coyote wanted anything.
It was Acme.
It was Acme.
Yeah.
Acme.
It was like the Amazon.
Amazon is now Acme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I want to.
They deliver stuff immediately.
It was right there.
I bet if you go online and say, let's see, I need an anvil. Amazon will have someone bring an anvil to you.
Yeah. Jet
rocket
engine.
Sled.
Yeah.
Anvil would be hard to get it there on a drone, but.
Well, they don't deliver everything with drones.
Blue Moon Detective Agency.
Oh, that was
moonlighting.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. These are ancient, man. Nobody's going to know this. Your kids said, stop having stuff that only old people know.
Exactly.
Macmillan Toys.
Dang.
And that was a good one. I have no idea.
Had Tom Hanks in it.
Oh, big.
There you go.
Oh, it's movies or TV shows.
Well, that automatically knocks Greg out of half of them.
Well, yeah, that's true. The Peach Pit.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Not to be confused with the Purple Pit.
Oh, that was Nutty Professor.
Yeah, that was the Purple Pit. The Peach Pit is where the gang from 90210 hung out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What about the Regal Beagle?
That was again Three's Company.
And there's, you say these are fictional, but I'd wager that darn near every one of these companies has a real life counterpart where someone says, "Let's go ahead and name our business after this."
Well, okay. Sure.
Here's one. This is from a movie, the Corova Milk Bar.
I don't know.
Clockwork Orange.
Really?
Yep.
I saw that show, too. I remember that.
That isn't the part you'd remember.
No, probably not. Remember the eye drops.
Mel's Diner.
Oh, Alice. Alice, yeah. Good man.
And that was actually in the movie, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Okay.
Or did you know that was based
take
on
it? I'll take your word for it.
Rex Kwando.
Rex Kwando. Oh, that was Napoleon Dynamite.
Never saw
that was Harrison movie. Bader, wasn't it?
Grab my arm.
Not Harrison Bader.
Other arm. Your other arm.
Dietrich Bader. Harrison Bader was played for the Cardinals. Player. You know, he was Cardinals traded him for a big pitching prospect, and neither one of those teams have either one of those guys anymore, do they?
No, they don't. No.
Really? Dumped them both, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the Cardinals were desperately in need of pitching, so they traded the only good pitcher on the team.
Huh?
I don't know why Harrison Blader just...
He got traded again. I think he's in Cincinnati
He's in Cincinnati now.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to New York because that's where he was from.
Yeah, he was in Seventh Heaven. Then he got hurt again.
Always.
And now they're in last
but
place.
But he had a great playoff season last year.
Yeah, but what have you done for me lately?
And he sucked this year, so adios.
Have you ever heard of the Bushwood Country Club?
That would be the golf show. The
get it, Greg.
Yeah,
get it.
Come on, Greg. You're almost there.
Caddyshack.
You'll never be a member of Bushwood.
I'm only here because I was thinking about buying a place. Pendant Publishing.
Oh, that's in Seinfeld.
Yes, it was.
That's who Julia worked for. Yeah. Elaine worked for Pendant.
What about HAL Labs?
HAL Labs built the HAL 9000 computer in the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Didn't see it.
You know, my kids, we flip through movies, you know, streaming now, you just flip through pages and pages of movies, you know, and generally you look through like 300 or 400 of them and never pick one. But we'll always trip over 2001. Let's watch. No!
Just until the monkeys kill one another. Then we'll turn. The radio station KACL.
I was going to say WKRP in Cincinnati, but that's not right.
KACL. KACL.
I have no idea.
This is Fraser Crane.
Oh. Seattle.
I'm listening. Do you know he's got a new show coming out?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, playing the same character. Be the first actor to play the same character in like three different series.
Yeah, because carryover from...
McDowell's Restaurant.
I don't know.
How about... They're McDonald's. I'm McDowell's. They have the Golden Arches. I have the Golden Arcs.
Don't know.
It was John Amos saying it.
Africa, some
coming to America. You're close, Greg.
Okay, how about McMahon and Tate?
Well, it was from Bewitched.
Wow, that yeah.
He didn't waste any time on that.
He was right on it, man.
Wally World.
Oh, that was
Wally World.
Vacation.
Yeah, vacation. Just simple vacation, wasn't it?
It wasn't simple at all.
No, but it was vacation.
National Lampoon's vacation. You know, National Lampoon, when we were in high school,
Great magazine.
It was the stuff, wasn't it?
It was a great magazine.
I mean, it was horribly bigoted and sexist, I think.
Oh, you couldn't get away with it now.
But, yeah, you couldn't come out. But they used it to...
We've all grown up since then.
Yeah, they...
Maybe.
One of the stories in it was like Vacation 59, and they made it into the movie Vacation.
Okay.
And had a giant hit with it. And then they had a giant hit with National Lampoon's Animal House. And since that time, the magazine is... Gone. Become defunct.
Yes.
Wasn't able to survive modern sensibilities.
Well, didn't one of the main editors of it kill himself?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah. He fell off a cliff in Hawaii.
Fell?
Well,
kind of.
It was gravity assisted. Any event, what I'm saying is, after that, they licensed out the name National Lampoon on the biggest string of terrible movies that have ever been made.
After... The Christmas Vacation one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the vacation movie still took the name, but
yeah.
After that, I mean, just look up National Lampoon, whatever movie you want, and fill in the blank, and they're just all awful.
Okay. The Daily Planet.
Oh, Superman.
Dun, 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 dun.
Central Perk.
Friends.
Oh, pretty good, Greg.
Greg's on a roll. Arnold's Drive-In.
Happy Days.
Or is it Al's?
Arnold's.
It started off as Arnold's. Big Al's, and I think it became... No, it was the other way.
It was
Arnold's, and then it became Al's.
Yeah. Okay. Moe's Tavern.
That's Simpsons.
Yeah.
Say it right.
The Simpsons.
Thank you. Okay, only Rick will get this one. Greg, you don't even stand a chance here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hudsucker Industries.
Oh, man. That sounds...
That's actually in two different movies. It's in the Hudsucker proxy, but it's also who High McDonald worked for in Raising Arizona.
Yes, I wouldn't got that.
Did you know that?
The Daily Bugle.
Spider-Man. How come these heroes can only get jobs working for newspapers? And what are they doing now that the newspapers are gone?
Pretty much.
Superman can't find a good
phone booth
to change it.
That's right. It's gone.
Wayne Enterprises.
Batman.
Pierce and Pierce.
Ooh. L.A. Law.
It's a movie.
Oh, well, count me out.
American Psycho.
Yeah. How about Rick's Cafe Americana?
Oh.
What?
Rick's Cafe Americana.
That was Casablanca.
Everybody comes to Rick's. Now tell me you've never seen Casablanca, Greg.
Yeah, I saw parts of it. Maltese Falcon, saw parts of that. Yeah.
Parts of them? How can you watch part of Casablanca?
Very, very short attention span, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Pizza Planet.
Pizza Planet is in Futurama.
No.
Oh, whoa, my bad. Oh, it's in Toy Story.
It is in Toy Story. Oscorp.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not on that one either.
It's Spider-Man.
What?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man worked for the Daily Bugle. I already answered Spider-Man.
Spider-Man may have worked for the Daily Bugle, but the Green Goblin.
Yeah. Riverdale High School.
Archie's.
Ewing Oil.
Dallas.
Is that still a thing? Didn't that come back?
I don't think so.
I think it came back briefly, and then what's his name died, and there wasn't any point to having it after that.
Yeah.
Who died?
Oh,
the Larry Hagman.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
I Dream of Jeannie.
When they remade the I Dream of Jeannie stuff, he refused to be in them, the sequels.
I didn't know they had
sequels.
It was
a pretty low point in his career.
Yeah, after he went to Dallas, that was pretty much over for him.
You don't think he's going to do I Dream of Jeannie anymore?
No, no.
Okay, we got just one last one here. Vandalay Industries.
And you want to be my whatever it was. Salesman.
Right.
Importer.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld, Greg.
There you go.
That was George's go-to.
Vandalay.
Vandalay, yeah. Industries.
I did watch some Seinfeld.
All right. We're out of time here, folks.
Greg was too busy living a life to sit around watching TV
pretty much,
movies.
Pretty much drunk.
Oh, okay, well, that was...
Well, that's living, man!
You got it. That's when you watch most of your TV.
Yeah, exactly. Not really. Yeah. Depending on what bar I was in, what was on TV.
No.
How are you doing? Okay, back up. When you're in a bar, you can't really watch TV.
No, well, unless,
quiet down, everybody!
Unless you're the only one in the bar.
I didn't hear what he said. What's the name of the company?
You know, if you're
Vandalay Industries.
If you're the only one in a bar, it's a sad statement as to the bar and a sad statement as to you.
Exactly. I didn't have much,
but
every once in a while.
Watch TV.
Yep. Mom, I'm going to watch TV. Oh, go ahead.
I'm
going to
practice my pool by myself.
Rack them up again.
Can you go to a bar and actually play a pinball machine? Same. Any place around where you can play a
slot machine? There's slot machines now.
Yeah, they've taken over.
Pretty much. There's,
there's
some joints there that still bring a old pinball machine. In every
like
once
with while. With the balls that roll?
Yeah.
Where you hit like the magic button and three balls come at the same time and you're just flipping to beat
them. Like just when you hit that free game and it gives that real loud click.
Yeah. Yeah, you know you got the free game.
Yeah!
All right.
You start whomping against it and tilt it. There's just no way to undo a tilt.
Okay, this is the end of episode 17, my
Amen,
friends.
Brother Ben.
Thank you for having us today. I'm excited to be here.
Until next time.
From?
Rick Gator.
Greg Gator.
And Alligator.
There you go.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.